Hello, I am Nimja, and this is You Will Beg. I'm sure that we both already know how this will end. What matters is not the end, it's the journey. The emotions and impact it has on your state, your feelings, your thoughts. Begging is not a question, it's a need. It's a feeling deep inside that desires to be expressed. And oftentimes it feels almost wrong to do so, as if it's humiliating to beg, or it somehow lowers you. And again, that is the point, isn't it? The feeling of being reduced, made smaller, having to look up and beg, because you want something, you need. And maybe you already know what you want. Maybe you know very well what you need. Maybe that craving is something that you've experienced many, many times before. You will beg. But I'm not letting you yet. I'm not even hypnotizing you yet. I'm merely teasing you with what it means to beg. I'm sure that if you were told to beg, you'd either happily do so without thinking or feel that bratty nature wanting to resist. And yet, it's even better when you're coerced into begging, isn't it? Not blindly following a command, but feeling those desires, those cravings go beyond your ability to handle them. It's kind of hot, isn't it? Finding yourself down, looking up, attempting to form words that express your desire. Maybe a hand lifting your chin just enough to feel yourself moved in place. Awareness of the blush, not just in your face, but a deep heat that spreads much further down. We both know how this will end, and yet, dangling it before you just makes you all the more frustrated. Because part of you wants to resist, while a bigger part of you needs to give in. So when does the hypnosis start? When does that feeling start of giving in without a choice, the manipulation moving through your mind, leaving you into that helpless, obedient state? Wouldn't it be more fun to make you beg without putting you in that state, though? More aware of what you're doing, more aware that it is your choice to do so. We both know how this will end, because you're here, following, listening, reacting, harumphing, just because you think it helps, even though all it does is prove how much all of this is affecting you. Every little bit of resistance is proof of how much you feel. If you didn't feel anything, you didn't need to resist. And yes, attempting to pretend that you're unaffected doesn't help either. No matter what you do, the impact is clear. The weight of my words pulling you down is obvious. The little tugs on your temptation, creating those waves of wanting and drives of desire, little drops of need that explode into ripples. A desire to follow, to obey, to feel so good, to look up and beg, but not yet. I know you're feeling that need, and also feeling confused, because what would you even be begging for? What words would you use? How? Why? When? Maybe it would be better to be commanded to beg, to be told exactly how, to be shown when, where, what. It would make things easier, wouldn't it? It would mean that you don't have to think about all of this. You don't even have to think about the feelings that it brings you. Those reactions in your body whenever you think about begging. That feeling of being reduced, being made small, vulnerable, helpless almost. A feeling that runs so deep inside, so wrong and yet so right, so perfectly perverted, humiliating and liberating, because once you beg, means you let go. No thoughts, just surrendering, giving in, opening up. Beg. You can feel that drive inside of you. You can feel how part of you needs it, and how your mind and body are trying to reconcile both before, against, after, anything, nothing, blank. We both know how this will end, don't we? But we're not at that point yet. There will be an invitation for you later, a possibility, the freedom to beg. You won't be forced, you won't be made. But you will be tempted, manipulated, coerced. You'll be put in a position to feel that it is the right thing to do, the best thing to do at that moment, because you want to feel that freedom. You want to feel being made small by comparison. You want to feel that hand gently lifting your chin and making you look up. You want to be able to give in to that need, that craving deep inside. Can be so simple. One word can be enough to beg. Please. There are so many meanings, so many implications in such a simple word. Even though I'm sure that you know that begging is even more powerful when you say what you crave. That deep desire, that need that you feel. One word could be enough, but once it begins, it feels so easy to beg more. So listen, pay attention. There will be an opportunity for you to beg, and it's up to you whether you want to squander that opportunity, or if you want to grasp it fully and enjoy the rewards it brings. Do you want to feel yourself sit all the way down so you can look up, feel your face pull and say that word obediently, deeply, beg. Good. Not yet. There will be an opportunity for you. Even if the word has already escaped your lips one way or the other, it won't change anything. Well, it might make the begging even better. One word that will feel so good, so liberating, so freeing, to give in, to surrender, to open up. We both know how this will end. You knew what was going to happen when you started listening, and you kept listening, helplessly pulled forward into a feeling of needing to be all the way down. You need it. You want it. You crave it. You feel it. You will beg now. That's right. Let it happen again. Very good. Again. Feel how each time you give in, it is both easier and harder, facing you with the feelings that it brings again. Very good. Now, if you dare express not only that one word, but what you are begging for, very good. Feel how that need grows. By saying it out loud, it just becomes more real, more vivid, more needing, craving, wanting. Again. Now, of course, the question is, what is more frustrating? Feeling your begging answered, or being faced with how it makes you feel? Both have their own flavor of desire, don't they? Listen, and remember how good it feels when you beg once more. Fair. To wake you and make you remember exactly how each one of those felt. I wonder what you'll do with it. Will you use this feeling to beg even more, or dive deeper into what it does to you? Will you give in to those needs, or to your own surrender? You've done very well. Well done. And enjoy the frustration. Whether you want to or not, wake, aware of what you've just done. Enjoy that blush.